Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，大家早上好。
It's a beautiful day outside.
今天我们有一个很美好的早晨。
Even though it's nice outside, but it's better to spend the time in here to praise you.
虽然外面是那天气是那么美好，但是我们可以在我们宁愿可以在这里来敬拜我们的上帝。
Let's bow our head and our opening prayer.
让我们一起低头来做开始的祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we come to your house to praise you, to listen to your words, and open our heart to receive your message today.
我们今天来到你的殿中，来到你的家中，我们敞开我们的心来赞美你，我们敞开我们的心来接受，来聆听神你的话。
I pray for myself to deliver the message clearly and true to your word.
我为我自己为着 Albert， 希望他能够来传讲你的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样子奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Today's topic is reverential fear for our Lord.
今天我们要讲的是对神正确的态度，敬畏。
The ESV version of the Bible uses the word fear over 400 times.
在这个英文普及版的圣经里面，这个英文字 fear 总共用了400次。
And at least 300 times in reference to God.
在这英文字里面，这里的 fear 就是所谓的惧怕，或者是敬畏，总共用了300次是和上帝有关系的。
But we have not paid much attention and efforts in understand what it really means.
但是我们并没有实际上的去了解它真正的意义。
Generally, when we think of fear, we might equate it to anxiety, dismay, despair, horror, and worry, etc.
所以同样的一个英文字 fear 在英文里面它可以解释成我们的恐惧，或者是它也可以用来焦虑、沮丧、绝望，还有担心等等，这些是一个同义，有一个同样的意思。
And are on the negative side of the emotion.
那通常它都是属于情感那一方面比较消极的一面。
In the Old Testament, the use of the word fear often indicate the all too familiar feeling of terror.
通常在旧约里面，当 fear 这个字用到的时候，通常代表着惧怕。
Adam and Eve hide from God in the Garden of Eden because they ate of the tree God had forbidden.
就比方说亚当和夏娃，他们躲起来，在伊甸园躲起来，是因为他们吃了那一个上帝叫他们不要吃的那个果子，他们害怕。
The basic cause of this feeling of terror is the awareness of the punishment result from sin committed.
基本上这样子的这个惧怕是因为基于对犯罪以后需要面对处罚结果。
In the New Testament, as well as the Old Testament, fear of Lord, in essence, is that awesome reverence of the Lord deriving from being sensitive to his glorious, holy,A majestic person resulting in respect and obedience.
所以在新约和旧约里，在本质上，对于这一个所谓敬畏上帝，这基本上是对我们的神真正的一个来崇敬他的荣耀、神圣，还有他的威严所产生的那一种的尊敬还有服从。所以就
In other words, it is the reverential fear of God and not mere a fear of his power and retribution, but a wholesome dread of displeasing him.
所以换句话说，是你可以把它当成是敬重、畏惧，而并不是因为怕神的，不完全是因为怕神的力量而惩罚的那个结果所产生的一种恐惧。
There is a Chinese word that nicely combined the word fear and reverence.
所以在中文圣经里面就有一个很适当的字句叫做敬畏。
Before I continue, I need to be clear that today's topic is not the only right attitude towards God.
在我开始今天之前真正要跟你们讲的，就我要提醒大家，今天我们所谈的也不完全代表全部敬畏的意思。
For example, love, faith, trust, and thankfulness are some of the other important attitudes towards God.
那除了这个敬畏所含有的意思，当然我们对神也要有这个有爱，有信心，还有faith, love, and hope，还有就是我们对神有一定的这个希望。
In today's message, I hope to provide relevant and biblical support in our determination to live a godly life.
所以今天可以通过我的这个和你们分享的。 能够让我们学习怎样过一个属神敬虔的生活。
I am concerned that many professing Christians today believe that the fear of God is relevant to their life. Is relevant to their life.
我很担心，因为今天其实很多基督徒都认为敬畏上帝是和他们今天的生活是没有关系的。
I also am concerned that the fear of men often prevents us from not giving God what he deserved.
那我也很担心的，也就是今天我看到很多人，他们宁愿去怕人，而并不是去怕神。
In our secular society, the lack of the fear of God is a big problem among non-Christians.
因为在我们今天的世俗社会里面，缺乏敬畏上帝这样的态度，是和非基督徒之间的一个很大的一个问题。
We live in a world that is deceived and ruled by Satan.
因为我们今天是生活在一个充满欺骗。
People live as if God is not present to reward, discipline, punish, and worship.
因为今天的人活着就不把神当一回事，因为就当成没有神来做这个奖励惩罚，或者他们去敬拜神。
The problem is exaggerated because many Christians do not believe that they should fear God either.
这个问题可能会讲成很夸大，但是。 事实上是基督徒也甚至连基督徒都不相信他们需要去敬畏神。There
are at least two reasons for this.
因为这里面可能有两个原因。First,
they have a distorted view of the fear of God.
第一就是他们对敬畏神有一个很扭曲的看法。Many
think the fear of God means that they are to be scared of God.
有些人认为敬畏神就是要怕神。
The illicit response to such a representation is fearfully as far away as possible from here.
但是就因为这样子的怕神的这一个心态，就造成这些人就宁愿远离神，能够离得越远越好。They
have a distorted view of the love of God.
然后第二就是他们对神的爱有一种扭曲的看法。Others
believe the love of God has eliminated the need for the fear of God.
有些人认为，因为神的爱，就不需要去对上帝有，去对神有一定保持一定的这一个惧怕。They
believe God has revealed His love through Christ, so that the fear of God is no longer needed.
他们认为，上帝因为基督的爱，而我们就不需要畏惧，我们就不需要怕神。
The problem partly stems from the problems below.
我们会看到像以下的一个的问题。
They interpret the fear of God to mean bully instead of awesome.
他们对上帝的这一个，对敬畏上帝当成是一种欺负的一种形式，而并不是真正好的。
Their concept of the love of God is these people ignorantly suppose the God of the Old Testament to be wrathful and fearsome, while the New Testament image being loving and all-accepting.
他们把神解释成像在旧约的神是一个愤怒的神，但是在新约的神是一个慈爱的神。And
I can tell you, usually these people have a problem with understanding and appreciating God's authority.
我可以告诉你，通常这样子的人也对神的权柄有一定的质疑。
And also want to legitimize their own self-expression.
他们都想用自己的想法去定义神。
They use the book of 1 John 4:18 in the New Testament to support the inferiority of the fear of God.
就比方说他们在约翰一书四章十八节里面来贬低敬畏神的这一回事。
There is no fear, excuse me, there is no fear in love, the scripture say.
经文里面说到爱里没有惧怕。
Actually, John has some wonderful things to say about how God's love in Christ has shaped the natural fear man had towards God.
反而在这里约翰很奇妙地解释了如何神在基督里面的爱让人可以很自然地不去惧怕神。
And we will explore this glorious meaning of this passage in more detail in a few minutes.
我们将会在几分钟内谈到这一个很奇妙的经文。
If many Christians are saying that they no longer fear or need I'm sorry If many Christians are saying thatThey no longer should or need to fear God. Then we better look at some of the scriptures from the New Testament.
如果今天很多基督徒说他们不再应该或者是需要敬畏上帝，那么我们可以看看实际上新约的经文是怎么说。
Different authors, including Jesus himself, have told his disciples to fear God.
因为在这里不同的作者，在新约里面的作者，包括耶稣自己也亲自告诉他的门徒要敬畏神。
During the scripture times, we read four verses about fear God.
在我们读经的时候，读到四个经文，四节的经文，关于敬畏神。
Which is 1 Peter chapter 2:17,
彼得前书二章十七节。
Matthew chapter 10:28,
马太福音十章二十八节。
Luke 12:5,
路加福音十二章五节。
And Revelation 14:7.
还有启示录十四章七节。
I'd like to highlight a couple of the verses we read.
我要在这里有一些的这个黄色的这一些标上来的字。
First is Matthew chapter 10 verses 28.
第一个就是在马太福音十章二十八节。
It says, And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul.
这里说到那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们。
Do you know what the word those means?
你明白这里说的这些的字句吗？
It means the devil and the world.
这里就说到那个恶者，邪恶的和这个世界。
Which is man.
就是人。
And it says, rather fear God who destroy both soul and body in hell.
然后说到唯有把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的正要怕他。
The next one I'd like to highlight is the verse of Revelation 14:7.
接下来我要谈的就是在启示录十四章七节。
This verse is directly from our Lord Jesus commanding John to record it in the book of Revelation.
这是耶稣在启示录里面给约翰的一个命令。
And he said with a loud voice, Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water.
他大声说应当敬畏神，将荣耀归给他，因他施行审判的时候已经到了，应当敬拜那创造天地海和众水泉源的。
We clearly see these four verses in the New Testament command us to fear God.
我们很清楚地在这四节里面看，在新约的这个四个经文里面看到，我们要敬畏神。
The New Testament complements the Old Testament rather than competing with it.
新约圣经是来成全旧约圣经，而并不是和旧约圣经来相对的。
It is obvious that the fear of God is necessary.Part of our Christian life.
所以很明显的，敬畏上帝是我们基督徒生活必要的。
So, how does the love of God work along with the fear of God?
那么我们要怎么把上帝的爱和敬畏上帝放在一起呢？
We must hold back from stating that the love and fear of God are mutually exclusive.
我们先不要讲这两这个神的爱和敬畏上帝是两回事。
Both are necessary.
他们两个都是必要的。
They work hand in hand.
他们携手合作。
Having one does not mean not having the other.
有一个不等于没有另外一个。
Now we're going to talk about the glory of John's passage, 1 John 4:18 to 19. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us.
我们现在来看约翰一书四章十八节到十九节，爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
This verse often confuses people.
其实这一个经文经常混扰许多人。
Perfect love and fear are indeed incompatible.
因为完全的爱和恐惧确实是不兼容的。
This fear, however, is speaking of the terrifying fear of God's judgment.
但是这里的惧怕其实是说到对神审判的一个恐惧。
And it's not speaking of the reverent fear that we have for God.
而并不是我们对神的敬畏。
Peter clearly illustrates the necessity and normalcy of honor and reverential fear.
彼得很清楚地说明了有适当的恐惧和敬畏。
1 Peter chapter 2:17 Honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor.
彼得前书二章十七节，务要尊敬众人，敬爱教中的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。
We are to honor both men and king, but for God, fear.
我们要尊敬人和君王，但是对神要有敬畏。
This is a step above honor.
这是比尊敬还更高的一个更高的一种的尊敬。
So what does these verses from 1 John 4:18 through 19 mean?
那在这约翰一书四章这些经文到底是什么意思呢？
Let's try a paraphrase.
让我们来尝试了解。
God has brought such a confidence in our lives that even on judgment day, we are to be like Christ.
因为上帝的爱带给我们在生活上有一定的信心，即使在审判的时候我们要越来越像基督。
There is no fear in love.
因为在爱里没有惧怕。
But love casts out all fearfulness.
因为完全的爱除去了恐惧。
This is because fear is associated with punishment.
因为恐惧和处罚有关。
If we fear God's judgment, then we do not adequately understand His love.
如果我们今天还是害怕上帝的审判的话，那我们就还不充分的了解他的爱。
Our love is present because God first loved us as His children.
我们今天有爱是因为神先爱我们为他的儿女。
Note how this other verse affirms this interpretation.
我们可以看下一个经文怎么来肯定这个解释。
Romans chapter 8:15, it says, The spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father.
罗马书八章十五节，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
John is simply stating that no longer do they need to be afraid of God.
约翰说他们不需要再惧怕神。
They are his children.
他们是神的孩子。
However, just as children are to respect their father,
然而正像孩子也要尊敬他们的父亲。
So a Christian is to respect and revere God.
所以基督徒是要尊重和敬畏上帝。
Because we are his children,
因为我们是他的子女。
Through Christ's redemption, our sin and judgment has been taken away.
因为借着基督的救赎，我们的罪已经还有这审判已经被拿走了。
Our confidence leads to a warm relationship with God.
我们的信心让我们可以与上帝的关系和好。
But it does not mean we children are now the parents.
但也不代表我们今天做孩子了，我们可以自己当父母。
problem behind all of this misunderstanding of the fear of God is really a misunderstanding and rejection of authority.
我们会对敬畏神有这样子的误解的背后，也是因为我们有误解并排斥神的主权。
People do not accept the concept of honorable fear because they do not accept authority.
人不接受敬畏的概念，也是因为他们不接受主权。
Because of this,
也因为这样子，
they don't take what Jesus said very seriously.
他们也不重视耶稣所教导的。
Without a good understanding of authority and reverence, verses like 1 John 4:18 through 19 are used to create an equal love relationship. Where no respect or reverence is needed.
因为他们对这个权柄和敬畏没有一个好的认识，就用约翰一书这四章十七到十九节来制造一个平等爱的关系，是不需要尊重、不需要敬畏的。
This, of course, is not what is meant.
当然，这不是这样子的。
Marriages, families, all sorts of relationships are being destroyed because.They are being built on unreal and unscripture perspective.
今天我们看到婚姻、家庭和不同种种的关系会被摧毁，因为他们建立在一种虚幻或者是不符合圣经的这一种的观念。
Equal authority leads to equal opinion and disorder.
权力的平等会导致人有平等的意见和问题。
Fights are expected and normal.
所以吵架就变成是很正常的。
So in the end, it is not an authority that wins, but the loudest, noisiest, or most threatening, intimidating person.
因为通常到最后，不是那个有权力的那一方获胜，而是那个吵得最大声、吵得最闹，或者那个最具有威吓性的人。
Whether it be husband, wife, parent, or child.
不管是丈夫和妻子、父母或者还是子女。
Once we allow decisions to be made by desire rather than principle,
一旦我们允许用我们的欲望来做决定，而并不是我们的原则
，then the relationship will be so governed.
那么这个权威的关系就会因为这样子而被辖制。
By desire rather than rule,
被我们的欲望来辖制，而并不是原则。
People have a most difficult time with God today because there is no fear of God.
今天人和上帝有很辛苦的关系，也是因为他们没有敬畏神。
They attempt to rip this aspect out of their theology so that they can create an equal love relationship with God.
他们用试用自己想法的那一种的神学来拆毁这一方面的，好让他们能够创造与上帝平等的关系。
They unfortunately do not mean to obey Jesus' command. If you love me, you will do what I command.
很不幸的是，他们也不听从耶稣的命令。就像耶稣说，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
They instead are thinking that God and man will walk and hang around together.
他们认为神和人是很平等的，走在一起。
What happens if they disagree with God?
那如果他们不同意神呢？
God can have His own rule.
在这样的情形的时候，上帝会有他自己的规律。
But man will insist on living by his desire.
但人也会坚持的过他们想要过的欲望的生活。
This casual circular spirit among Christians can be easily heard when man openly disobeys God.
像这样子很散漫、很世俗的基督徒生活，你很容易能够听到，就是当人有，比如说他们公开的违背主。
Disrespect the Lord's command.
他们不尊重上帝的命令
or recklessly complain about God's way of doing things in their lives.
或者他们忘乎后果的，经常抱怨神在他们的生活里面，所要他们做事情的方式。
We will need to pay attention to God because He is so awesomely important.
我们需要对神有关心，因为他是如此的重要。
Our reverence should not be one of fearfulness, where we want to run away, but a good, healthy awe, which creates a desire to serve.
我们对神的这个尊敬不是应该要怕神怕到你想逃跑，而是有对神的那一种渴慕和来侍奉他的心。
The fearful aspect has been taken away because the final dread and terror of his judgment day is now gone.
恐惧已经被拿走了，因为那害怕审判的日子的那个恐惧也应该是没有了。
Christ's redemption through the cross and resurrection has overcome their enemy and canceled out the power of death and judgment.
因为通过十字架的复活和基督的复活的救赎，我们已经胜过了仇敌，并且这也取消了死亡和审判的权利。
I have a personal experience that God really cares.
我有一个亲身的经历，我认为神是真的很关心。
Have you read the book of Esther?
你有没有读过
Esther?
以斯帖以斯帖书 ，Yeah.
Esther, the queen. And it demonstrates God's love and His sovereignty of every situation.
在以斯帖里面，你可以看到神的这一个大能，还有他的慈爱。
But my experience is not as big of a thing as she.
当然我有的经验并没有像以斯帖那么样的那么样大的这个事情。
But it's through small events that are connected together that makes me aware of his referential fear.
但是通过这些小的事情放在一起的时候，我能够来经历怎么样来敬畏神。
Last year, Brighton and I finished fishing and went back home.
去年 Albert 和他的儿子 Brighton钓完鱼以后，他们就要回家。
In our driveway, we unload our kayak and everything that we need to unload before we went to dinner.
所以当 Albert 回到家的时候，他就把那个独木舟就从车上拿下来。
Brighton discovered the kayak seat is missing a buckle.
Brighton 就发现到这一个独木舟上不见了一条这个安全带。
And that buckle is very important because it binds the seats to the kayak. Without it, you cannot paddle.
这个安全带是很重要的，因为它把这一个椅子和这一个独木舟绑在一起。
I told Brighton we need to go back to the lake and find it.
所以我就跟Albert 就和他的儿子说，我们需要回去那个湖去找这一个袋子。
He said okay.
当然说就好了。
So we quickly finish dinner and jump into the car.
他们快快的就吃了晚餐，然后他们就上车。
After we hoist the kayak back up in the garage ceiling.
然后他们在出门之前就把这独木舟要吊上去这个车房的这个天花板上。
In the car.
在车里面。
The gas tank is pointing a quarter full.
在那个在车里就可以看到那个汽油已经是
quarter full
就是在四分之一的这个剩下四分之一的油。
I thought it's a Honda Civic, it can go miles and miles without a gallon.
我就想这个是一个小轿车，应该可以走好几百里吧。
So we took off.
所以我们就走了。
And we ran, only 5 miles we got to Highway 35E.
所以就上了这个高速三十五一的时候
，and it's about 35 minutes before sunset.
然后35分钟就太阳要下山了。
And when we exit 35E, the traffic was jammed all the way to the capital, I think.
当我上了高速以后，那整个高速是完全是堵车的，一直堵到圣保罗市。
I look at the gas tank, and now it's half of one quarter left.
所以我看了那个油的那个指标现在已经剩下八分之一了。
How could that be?
那怎么会那么快呢？
Is there a hole in my gas tank leaking or something wrong with the gas gauge?
是不是我的这个这油箱在漏油了？
So because of traffic jam, we went another half a mile.
但是因为这个堵车的关系，我们就只能够走了半
里。It points to empty.
然后它就已经完全没油了。
And what are we going to do?
那我们要怎么办呢？
I touch my pockets.
那我摸一下我的口袋。
I don't have my wallet to fill the gas tank.
我忘了带我的这个钱包。
I turn to Brighton. Do you have your wallet?
我看了我儿子，我问他你有没有带你的钱包。
He said no.
他也没带，他也没带钱包。
I don't want to have A car broken down in the middle of the highway without a wallet and an empty gas tank.
我相信在这个高速里面，在高速上这个车子，就这样子抛锚，然后又身上又没带钱的话，是糟糕的一回事。
And then I remember my wallet is and heard his wallet is up in the kayak up in the garage ceiling.
那我想一下，我再想一下，就我们两个人的钱包好像被我们放在那独木舟吊上去天花板上面了。
At that moment, there's an exit ramp.
但那个时候我就看到有一个出口。
Right then, we have to go back and get another car.
我就告诉我的儿子说啊，我们就要出高速，然后去，你去拿另外一台车子了。
So we exit the ramp, cross the road, and turn back the other way down the ramp.
那我们就上了高速，我们出了这个出口，然后就上去上面转。
I look at the gas tank; it's back to normal, 1/4 full.
那我看一下我的这个。那个油，那个汽油，哎，怎么又回来四分之一了
？I was swearing inside my mind.
我就在，我的脑里面就
be upset,
swearing, really swearing.
Well, but
那我就在我就在我的脑里面就骂了一些。
Okay, we quickly drive back to the garage and get another car.And before that, I ran in to find flashlight because it's only 20 minutes before sunset.
那我就我们回到家，我就拿就开了另外一台车子，那我也拿了这一个手电筒，因为就太阳要快下山了。
I hop in the car and look at it. It's half a tank full. Yay!
所以我上了那台车子，那也是四分之一满的。
And we quickly take another route to get to the lake.
那我们就。另外一条我们用了另外一条路我并没有开很快但是就
When we crossed the lake we saw two kayak coming in the lake
那我们到了那个湖上的时候就看了两个这一个独木舟就开着过来
I thought at least they are enjoying
我在想这两个人应该是还很享受、这个、
We parked the car andGrab our flashlight and run into the boat ramp and start looking for my buckle.
那我们就拿了这个手电筒，就跑去这一个，这个上下船的那个 那个地方找那个袋子。
The two kayak came back to the boat ramp. It was a mother and a girl.
那我那这两个独木舟回来的时候，就是一个妈妈和一个女孩。
And she got off the kayak without helping her child yet. She asked.Are you looking for something?
他下了船，然后他就问我们：“你是不是在找什么东西
？”Like bending down and looking for the buckle.
也很明显的，我们那时候就在低头在那里用手电筒在找东西。
I was so busy, I didn't even actually really care to tell her what's going on, but I did. I was looking for a buckle, a black buckle.
我那时候已经很忙了，我就一直在找。但我本来不是很想去理他，但是我还是告诉他我在找这个黑色的袋子。
And she took the kayak, one of them, and with her girl, and hauled back to the parking lot.
那他就拿了这他提了他的独木舟就去到车上。
And Brayden and I combing an 18x15 boat ramp for that buckle twice, including the grass alongside.
那Brayden 和 Albert 就找了这一个，在这个船的这一个这个上下船的这个地方就找了。
I even look at the trash can, see whether anybody pick it up and throw it in there.
我甚至连去我也去垃圾箱里面找，不知道有没有人把它丢进去。
I search for the third time.
我一直在找了三次。
And this woman come back and stand in front of me.
然后这个女人就又走回
来了。She asked, Are you looking for something?
你是不是在找什么呢
？Did I just tell you, lady?
我就在想，我刚才不是告诉你了吗
？So I just stood up and said, "Yes, I'm looking for a buckle and it's black in color."
他又在告诉他说，对我是在找一个黑色的袋子。
She bent down and picked up something.
那他就低头，他就低下身去拿了一个东西。
Is this what you're looking for?
这是你在找的吗
？It was in front of me.
他就在我的面前那一个袋子。
I was so amazed and rejoiced and joyful and thank her profusely.
我就很我 我就很喜乐，那时候很喜乐，然后就不停地向他谢谢他。
With all this little event, the gas tank, the traffic jam, and my wallet, and the right time that she come in to the parking ramp, and it was all God's timing.
以这一些这小小的事情，就我的皮包那个油，车的油，还有这个黑色的袋子，这些小的事情连接起来，我就认为这是神的一个安排。
And after that, that night, that evening, when I connect all these dots together, I have an awesome, overwhelming surprise of how God's care for me and help me to find a seemingly unimportant buckle.
所以通过这一些很小的事情，那一天晚上，当我把这一些小事连在一起的时候，我真的是觉得神的这一个通过这么这一个小的这黑色袋子能够带给我那么多的这个感触。
God could have much more respect.
神是应该有更好的尊重的。
It is simply amazing the way he allowed us not to fear him.
很奇妙的是他让我们不需要再惧怕他。
Instead he patiently puts up with those that boast that God does not exist.
反而相反的，他很耐心的把那一些夸神不存在的人
，and he put up with those who complains，
还有那一些抱怨的人放在一起。
A good sleep, extra long life, riches, wisdom, and confidence。
一个好的睡眠，或者是长寿、财富、智慧、信心。
Do these things sound good to you？
这些事情对你来说听起来是不是很好呢？
Of course it does.
当然是很好。
For me too.
对我来说也是。
Solomon says they only come from the fear of the Lord.
所罗门王说这些事只能从敬畏耶和华来开始。
Why is that that the fear of the Lord brings so much goodness?
为什么敬畏上帝能够带来那么多的好处呢？
When a person fears God, they listen to what he says.
当一个人敬畏上帝的时候，他会听上帝的话。
When they listen to what God says, their mind and decision are influenced by God's sovereign judgment.
当他们听上帝的话的时候，他们的想法，他们的决定是由上帝主权所影响的。
In the book of Isaiah 55:8-9, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth,So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
在以赛亚书55章八到九节说，耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
God is sovereign, and he is the designer of our lives.
神是至高无上的，然后他也。是我们生活的这个设计师。
And he wants to bring his insight into our lives.
他要把他的那个洞察力能够带入我们的生活里面。
If we allow,
如果我们允许的话，
he graciously welcomes us and gives us his insight advice of our daily life.
神会亲切地欢迎我们，并为我们来提供他的内线的这个意见在我们的生活里面。
Proverbs 1:7, it says, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction.
箴言1:7, 敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
Proverbs 9:10, it says, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight.
箴言9:10, 敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The fear of the Lord keeps us humble and listening.
因为敬畏神让我们能够谦卑的去聆听神。
God knows that to develop a man's potential to his fullest is to restrain him from evil.
因为神知道要开发一个人的潜力，最大的限度是要让他来怕他自己的罪恶。
Man needs to be limited in certain areas so that he will be protected from harm and plain old ignorance.
人需要在某一些方面受到限制，而避免受到伤害，来保护他的无知。
The fear of the Lord heightens our awareness of the need to follow His command and rules.
对神的敬畏就加剧了我们需要按照他的命令来来行我们的这一个来生活。
Back in the old days, airplane used propeller to propel an airplane to fly, right?
在以前的时候，我们大家知道飞机是靠着这个螺旋桨的推动来飞行。
Before electric starter was invented, the engine was started manually by pulling on the propeller.
在电力启动发明之前，在那个时候，人是用手来转动那个螺旋桨来启动那个引擎。
Instruction and rules are written on how to do it safely.
所以有这一些的指示，还有这一些的规则，就写下来，是要让人能够知道怎么安全的去。做这一个事情。
You don't put the propeller like this.
所以比如说，比方说，你不应该是这样子来拉动那个螺旋桨。
You don't put the propeller like that.
然后你也不是这样子来拉这个螺旋桨。
You're supposed to move the propeller with your leg, with the momentum swing your body's away.
所以你当你拉的时候，你应该是把脚提起来。当你拉下来的时候，会把你的身体。也同个时候推开。
I know it because I did it several times.
我知道这一个，因为我也做过了好几次。
An airport worker was not very attentive to the rules, and as a result, he got too close to the propeller.
有一位机场的工作人员就在这一方面做的不是很周到，然后就太靠近这个螺旋桨。
It was hacked to death, and the scene was horrific.
他被这个螺旋桨砍死了。然后那个场面是非常的可怕。
If he has greater fear of the consequences of breaking these rules, he would have been more cautious.
如果他对违反这一些规则的这个后果有更大的警戒的话，他会更加的小心。
Have you tried sticking your tongue onto a metal lamp pole in the winter when it was 20 below?
你有没有尝试在冬天二十度以下，把你的舌头粘在这一个灯柱上呢？
I did not do it.
我没有这样子做过。
The advice is not to do it.
我也建议你不要。
Only fool despise advice.
因为只有傻瓜才会藐视这一个建议。
The reverential fear of God help us in times of temptation when we need to remember the serious consequences of disobeying God.
敬畏神可以帮助我们在面对诱惑的时候记住违背上帝的这一个严重的后果。
And this reverential fear also train us to prioritize God's priority.
这一个敬畏还锻炼我们以上帝来做优先。
Although God is not against promotions and wealth,
虽然上帝不反对在工作上的这一个晋升还有这个追求财富。
We are not to seek it.
我们不应该刻意的去追求。
We are to seek godly living.
我们要追求圣洁的生活。
For example, if at work to get ahead, you are expected to make reports look better than they are.
比如说，如果要在工作上，因为工作上的需要的话，你会想要把你的报告做得比实际上看起来更好。
Or your supervisor demands you to handle things in an unethical and unethical way.The Lord's command.
或者是你的上司叫你以不道德的方式去处理某些事情，违背神的命令。
You have two ways to handle it.
你有两个方式来做。
Either you will fear God and say no and risking your job.
第一就是你因为敬畏神，你会选择可能冒着这个失去工作的这一个可能性来说不要。
Or you will fear men and do what others are doing.
或者第二就是你会选择去怕这个人，而是就选择别人怎么做的方法。
When you come back home, you will have one of two results.
这样子的话，当你回到家的时候，你也会面对两种不同的后果。
Fear God and share your faith.
第一就是当你选择敬畏神，你来分享你的信仰。
You can share the difficulty with your family and state how you are risking your job and their security.
你会和你的家人来分享你的挑战，你怎么样冒着你工作的这一个失去工作的这一个机会来和你家人来分享。
You express how you believe God as His hand in the matter.
你告诉他们你相信神的手在这一个事情上的掌权。
And He's asking for faithfulness.
然后你追求那个信心。
You pray together.
你们一起祷告。
Share promises together and actually wait for God's.
你们一起分享神的这个应许，一起等待神。
Through this, the whole family is oriented around God and His will.
那通过这件事，你全家人都可以环绕着上帝和他的旨意。
God is real, wonderful testimony.
神是信实的，这是一个奇妙的见证。
Fear man and hide your guilt.
或者第二，就是你会因为怕人，而你需要来隐藏你的罪。
If you lied on your report,
如果你做假的报告，
you have announced to God and self that you are seeking recognition, fame, wealth, or acceptance rather than God.
你就无形的对神宣布你的自我在寻求这一些认可、这些名声、这些财富和人的接受。并不是神。
You are distraught.
你悲痛欲绝。
The whole family is acting wrong.
你整个家庭就好像都很不和谐。
And no testimony.
你没有一个很好的见证。
Because God is so much greater than ourselves.
因为上帝是高过我们很多的。
He is awesome in glory.
他是他在他是很他是那个很有很大荣耀的。
Causing us to fear him.
让我们来敬畏他。
Because God is holy, sinful creatures like us naturally fear God when exposed to his presence.
因为上帝是圣洁的，所以像我们当有罪恶的时候，在他里面我们对他也会有恐惧。
Christians do have the covering of Christ, and so this terrifying fear is removed.
因为基督徒因为有基督的这个遮盖，这种可怕的恐惧也被拿走了。
The reverential fear is hardly eliminated.
但是对神有一定的敬畏。
After part one, actually there's a part two.
对，这安全带的故事其实还有下一段。
I will share with you because of time. I will share with you next time.
所以我下一次，因为时间的关系，我下一次再跟你们分享。
Once we are aware of our dependency upon Him,
当 dependency, okay, dependency, you say it again. No, it's okay.
Once, okay. Once we are aware.
当我们在当我们了解到我们对神有一定的这依靠的时候，
This cultivates a healthy fear, and that fear, the reverential fear, is the very starting point of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
那因为这样子，这一个这样子的敬畏神的话，让我们慢慢能够去培养一种对神的认识到他的生活，他在我们的生活上的主权。
That fears the Lord will fear nothing else.
因为敬畏上帝的人对别的事就没有恐惧了。